From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, September 18th. A Shasta County man accused of killing his wife ahead of her testimony in a domestic violence case is facing a preliminary hearing this week. Yesterday, the hearing for Tyler McCain was extended through next Tuesday. NSPR's Alex Stutson spoke with Annalise Pierce. She's the managing editor of Shasta Scout and was outside the courthouse yesterday morning.
Tyler McCain is currently in a preliminary hearing on charges that he murdered his wife, Nikki Cheng Sully McCain, last year in 2024. At the time Nikki went missing, and let me be clear, her body has still not been found, she was planning to testify against her husband on felony domestic violence charges. Those charges disappeared last year after she disappeared, but they have been reinstated now along with the murder charge and the special allegation that he allegedly killed her to prevent her from testifying. So that's the preliminary hearing that's happening right now.
And have there been any new developments or noteworthy things that have come out of the hearing so far?
For people who don't know, a preliminary hearing is basically a first legal step when there are serious charges, felony charges, against a defendant. And the step is so that the judge can decide, is there enough validity to these charges to allow them to continue towards trial? And this is particularly important in cases like McCain's, where he's being held without bail. So currently he's lost his freedom already because he's considered a danger to society under these charges. So basically from the time that Nikki went missing last May 18th, not very much has really come out during that time up until last month when her husband was charged. And so there's a lot of new information that's come out during this preliminary hearing. Some of the most interesting things that have come forward is sort of tracking the trail of how investigators spoke to different people who either lived on the property or related to people who lived on the McCain property, how they tracked the Chevy Avalanche that was found abandoned with a bloody sheet inside of it about a week after Sully McCain went missing. The DNA evidence related to that sheet and that vehicle, which shows that the blood was very likely Nikki's blood. It's been a little bit hard to be completely sure of her DNA profile just because her body hasn't been found. But they did use her sister's and her oldest daughter's DNA in order to make a pretty strong DNA profile for her. And so we heard DNA evidence yesterday.
And what has the community response been like to this case in general and, you know, the recent hearings this week?
So in general, this case has created a lot of scrutiny on the Shasta County District Attorney's Office that has been responsible for prosecuting first the domestic violence charges and now the murder charges. It's also created a lot of scrutiny on the sheriff's office, which conducted the investigation, largely because so much time passed between when everyone assumed, you know, her husband was guilty because of the domestic violence charges and the time that he was actually arrested. As we know, you know, the fact that he is alleged to have committed domestic violence against her, to have battered her, is itself not a conviction, and also, you know, does not necessarily mean he murdered her, right? But for the community, this seems like a very airtight case, and so there's a lot of pressure on the district attorney's office to get a conviction eventually in this case. I will also add that, you know, Shasta County has had several important disappearances over the last few years. You know, we had the case of Sherry Tappini, which drew incredible amount of attention because she was sort of what we think of as the perfect victim in a white conservative community. Of course, she was later found out to have hoaxed the community. And then we had Nick Patterson, a Native man who went missing, whose bones were later found, but whose disappearance is still unsolved. And then, of course, Nikki Cheng Sully McCain. So I think there have been a lot of high-profile or important disappearances, and this kind of raises the onus on, you know, an outcome in this case.
And has McCain said anything in his defense or made any statements throughout the hearing that are noteworthy?
So McCain has not been called to the stand at all, but he did speak out during the one of the days of the hearing. During, you know, most of the hearing, he's kind of sat silently with his head in his hands, not sleeping, but just very, very quiet, appearing to rest or focus or meditate, occasionally drawing. I'm rarely looking up. But during one day of testimony, when an investigative technician was sharing pictures of his residence after his wife's disappearance with photos of the family on the family home's walls, he kind of exploded out in anger, just saying, why could that possibly be a bad thing to have pictures of my family on my walls, and saying that he should never have been arrested. He was calmed down by his attorney and the court recessed briefly, but that's pretty much the only time we've heard from Mr. McCain.
That was Annalise Pierce, managing editor of Shasta Scout, speaking with NSPR's Alex Stutzen. In other news, 7 years after the campfire, the town of Paradise is working to come back. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports a new affordable housing project was just put in on the ridge.
Mayor Commons is a 12-unit affordable housing complex with 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments. It's named after Ed Mayer, the former director of Butte County's Housing Authority. Mayer has been instrumental in bringing low-cost housing to the county. In a conversation with the Chico Enterprise Record, he pointed to the more than 2,700 new affordable housing units built since the fire, at a cost of over $1 billion of private and public money. Many of the new homes sprouting up in Paradise are higher end, so providing more housing that residents can actually afford is critical to recovery. Without it, Paradise can't rebuild the population base needed to support local businesses. Mayor Commons cost $6 million and was funded with fire victim trust money, disaster recovery credits provided by the city, and bonds from the Housing Authority. For NSPR News, I'm Kent Ball.
And California and 3 other states in the new West Coast Health Alliance announced updated vaccine recommendations for the winter. The guidance expands access to COVID-19 vaccines beyond federal recommendations. The San Francisco Chronicle reports the alliance says anyone 6 months and older who wants a COVID shot can get one. A new state law also ensures Californians will still have access to the vaccines and that insurance will cover them. The law gives the state health department more authority over vaccine policy than the federal government. The West Coast Health Alliance was formed earlier this month after the CDC and FDA scaled back their guidance. It currently says healthy children, pregnant people, and adults do not need COVID vaccines. Also, all 4-year-olds in California can enroll in free public transitional kindergarten, or TK. It's designed to prepare children for elementary school. According to Action News Now, every elementary school in Chico now offers TK, with the exception of Shasta Elementary, which doesn't have enough space for classes. The state's TK program has been expanding since it began in 2010, but this is the first year it's available across the state. And finally, California wildlife officials have closed the remaining fall dates for recreational ocean salmon fishing. The Department of Fish and Wildlife says the 7,500 Chinook limit was reached during the September 4th to 7th fishery. Officials estimate around 12,000 Chinook were caught between Point Reyes and Point Sur. The department says harvest guidelines and in-season management in California's ocean salmon fishery management is new this year. The guidelines aim to ensure fishing impacts are minimized on particular salmon stocks, especially Klamath River Fall, Central Valley Spring, and Sacramento River Winter Chinook. And those were your headlines for Thursday, September 18th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.